Welcome to Hollywood Daily. I'm your host, Blue. So listen, I want to talk about Khloe Kardashian. I'm very concerned about her mental health. And the main reason I'm concerned about her mental health is because she's trying to tell now in an interview that she believes that her son, Tatum, looks like Robert Kardashian Sr. and her brother Rob. And that she de kept DNA testing the sperm donor that she fertilized her eggs with. And put this baby in the surrogate for. I'm Chris. Really, Chris's affair really like messed her up emotionally, because remember, during the episode of the Kardashians, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, the mom had wrote this book and let us know that she had an affair when Khloé was conceived. And so there was an episode where she was Khloé's mom was like, because she's all about content and don't give a darn about anybody. The mom's a narcissist, and she'll sell her child's sex tape. Okay, she'll do anything to feed her family and her. Well, hell with the family, feed herself. And so she was gonna sell Khloé out to sell her book, of course. And she wanted Khloé to take an on-camera DNA test, and Khloé said no, because I think deep down Khloé knows that she is not Rob Kardashian's daughter. And now in this interview, the grandiose thinking and the delusional thoughts is really seeping in her brain because this woman DNA tested the father of her child three times for what I don't know, because she really, really wants to have a connection to Rob Kardashian Sr. So let's watch this interview of this crazy person.
My son is like my son's a year and a half and he's sarcastic. And my dad had a really dry, silly, just crazy sense of humor. And there's glimmers of my dad in Tatum. And I'm like, this is so freaking weird.
Isn't that
And, but
crazy?
it's just how God works. And
Yeah.
I love it.
But he looks more than Rob than he looks
Yes, like anyone
you,
like
yeah,
me or
anyone
Tristan
else.
or
She is lying. See, and the interview is encouraging this buffoonery. She knows damn well that child. Look at the child. He looks like his dad. He looks like his dad. Look at the cheekbones, the facial structure. He looks like his dad. She wants so badly to be connected to that man. I understand it because she is constantly called a fake Kardashian, and she is. She's not a Kardashian. And the only way for her to put this shit to bed is if she takes an on-camera DNA test, of a with like a show. A legitimized show that will not tamper with the results, because we know that if she does it herself and has her people do it, they're going to tamper with the results. And we know damn well that she's not a Kardashian. Look at her. She is so much bigger than the Kardashian girls. She looks so much different, so much more different. She looks nothing like the siblings. Like Courtney, Kim, and Rob all look alike. You could look at them and tell her. Now, she has had a lot of facial surgery, but before the facial surgery, she looked nothing like those girls. And she was, and still, in my opinion, is the awkward, funny looking big one. And so, for her to sit here and try to tell us that this child looks like Robert Kardashian, an Armenian man child, that child looks like what he is, a black and white child. That's what he looks like.
He could be his son.
Oh, and because he was a like an IVF baby or surrogate baby, I was like, Rob, have you ever donated sperm somewhere? Because I made Tristan do three DNA tests for Tatum.
For
He was so
what? I
offended. And I'm
remember.
like, but this, he doesn't
This
look
could
like
be my brother by accident.
Khloé's mom's affair has really affected this woman emotionally. The last thing she should have been doing was fertilizing eggs. She should have went to therapy. She really needs to go to therapy. And she thinks it's funny, like they think this interview is cute, but they don't realize like the magnitude of mental health issues that are seeping through this woman and onto her kids. Three DNA tests, and then you putting that information out here. Like people always say, well, he's a baby, he'll never know. They will see it eventually. The internet never sleeps. It will be forever brought up. So anyway, she needs to go to therapy and deal with the trauma of knowing that her mom had an affair when she was conceived. Because there's a lot of anger from Khloé in regards to Chris, because whenever there's conversation of the baby daddy Tristan cheating and stepping out on her, and the mom is involved in that conversation, she always targets her mom and goes after her mom and says, well, what were you thinking when you were cheating? It was just like, damn, bitch, like, how did the mom's cheating get involved with your cheating baby daddy? You the one who kept taking him back, and you still with him. Like, I believe she's with him now. She's just not as public with it. But I believe that they're still sleeping together. I believe he's coming over and they're playing house. But she's not doing it on camera. So because she doesn't want the ridicule. She doesn't want to appear weak. And we know you're weak because you continue to take him back. And the fact that you even were going to be with him, even after the fact that he freaking left his pregnant girlfriend for you. That should have been a red flag right there. But women are selfish and they think about themselves. So let's
family, that would not surprise me, but that would be so disgusting. But I just was like, I remember she was like, you've already done a DNA test. So I need to do another one. I need to figure it out.
This is amazing. That's
this
like
child is yours.
Oh, yes. No.
She knows damn well that child don't look like no damn Kardashian. I need her to stop. But they're losing their relevancy. Like, it's just so obvious because this is the best. This is all you can interview about. I hope that the interview had more substance than that. I think they need to, like, get off camera and regroup and, like, reinvent themselves, because doing these asinine interviews about taking 3 DNA tests on your child is stupid. And this woman is, I think she's 40 now. I think she is close to 40, if not already 40. And I mean, it's all fun and games, like jokes or whatever. But if you really did that, girl, get your head examined. Anyway, make sure you like, subscribe. Make sure you leave 5-star rating. Listen, go on all platforms, please, Spotify, Apple, and give me a 5-star rating. It helps people find me. And I really enjoy this, and I really would love for you guys to just go along with the ride with me. So make sure that you follow me. Also, I'm on YouTube, Vega Blue. I'm under Vega Blue. So you could find me. You'll find me.